doesn't guarantee you'll win the business. Having the best sales pitch does. My name is Justin Cohen, author of Pitch to Win. We regret to inform you. Don't you hate those words? I used to hear them all the time. It's the key reason that people say they hate selling. What they're really saying is that they hate rejection. We are hardwired to hate rejection. It goes back to our caveman ancestors. If our tribe rejected us, we would die. No longer true today, but our brains still interpret rejection as a mortal threat. Well, we've got to get over this rejection thing. Why? Well, it takes between 5 and 12 exposures to our product, service, or idea before people will feel comfortable enough to buy. That's 5 to 12 rejections before they say yes. Why are people so slow to buy into our ideas or our offering? Well, it's a survival instinct. Humans see threats before rewards. If the first time our caveman ancestors saw those luscious red berries, they just ate them, that could be the last time that they ate anything. Good chance they could have been poisonous. Better to take time to make sure those berries were okay. That means we'll often have to pitch the same person multiple times before they will feel comfortable enough to buy. Now, it's not to say that everyone will buy. If they don't need what we have or they don't have the money, they're not a qualified prospect. I'm only talking about people who can really benefit from what we have to offer. Even with those people, we don't want to be a nuisance by phoning them with the same pitch every day. It could be a call, a visit, or just an email giving them some valuable information. See, business is a marathon, not a sprint. It takes time for people to get comfortable enough to do business with us. The most successful people hear the word no more than anyone. The only way to get a yes is through those no's. We're going to be rejection specialists, so I want to give you a rejection vaccine. A vaccine is like karate training for the immune system. By implanting a tiny amount of the disease, the body learns to defend itself against it. If rejection is the disease, as in dis-ease, well, it makes us feel uneasy. The best way to defend ourselves against it is to expose ourselves to it. If you avoid it, you build up even more fear towards it. The more you experience rejection, in this case, the more you become immune to it. It just doesn't bother you as much. By regularly offering your services through big pitches or small, experiencing the inevitable rejection that will come, you will find it less and less scary. The key is to feel the fear and do it anyway. The more you pitch, the less fear you feel. And the more you pitch, the more likely you are to eventually win. So, whenever you can, grab opportunities to pitch your ideas, products, or services. And know that God's delays are not God's denials. As long as you're offering great value, success is around the corner. But you won't get there if you don't get out there and ask for the business. My name is Justin Cohen, author of Pitch to Win, available at all good bookstores. Right now, sign up for my free Pitch to Win masterclass by going to www.justinpresents.com.